seem to be paying some attention. Over the last several days, more than 15,000 migrants, primarily Haitians, have arrived at Del Rio, Texas, a town of about 35,000 people. These migrants have set up camp under the International Bridge, and Border Patrol, state and local officials have been working around the clock to ease the humanitarian crisis.
New home sales are rising faster than expected. Government figures show sales of single-family homes rose 1.5% in August to an annual rate of 740,000 units. It's the second consecutive monthly increase despite high prices and tight supply. The median price of a new home sold last month was just over $391,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I got a great forecast to continue right on through the weekend. Tonight, temperatures drop off again after a beautiful day. Clear skies, 50s cooler area, 60s others. Sunshine, the high tomorrow around the lower 80s. For the morning, Sunday, another beautiful start. Clear skies, temperatures kick off the day in the 50s and 60s in the milder areas. Sunny day all day in the high into the mid to upper 80s. Look for upper 80s Monday, but it's dry weather to continue. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Gulf Coast Stamp Club will have its Fall 2021 Stamp and Postcard Show Friday, October 1st, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday, October 2nd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the St. Martin Community Center, Lemoyne Boulevard, I-10 Exit 50, St. Martin, Mississippi. The event is free and open to the public. There's free parking available, too. Sponsored by the Gulf Coast Stamp Club. More info at thegulfcoaststampclub.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just can't do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, guys and gals, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. What's happening, Mike? And welcome to Friday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I'm living the dream.
is that so?
Yes. Yes, I am. Got lots going on. And so, yeah, there's so much going on that I don't really have time to think anymore. And so let's see how tonight goes.
Hmm. Well, that's a nice way to start things, I guess. I mean, I could say that I'm living the dream too. I actually got to sleep in my own bed for the first time in almost a month last night. So it was good. We have we have power at our temporary place, and no internet, but we should have that taken care of on Tuesday. So everything will be fully operational, I guess, here before you know it. And I feel like those, as all this stuff gets situated, it's going to be time to move back to our home. So, yeah, but it's still nice actually to make cook dinner last night. That was wonderful, not have to eat out. I'm so sick of fast food. I had a steak last night, steak and vegetables. Yeah, so.
There you go. All right.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it big, right?
Exactly. Hopefully tonight will be the last night that we have to order out. They came and fixed some stuff in our kitchen today. Hopefully we'll be able to start using it again. We still have no access to the living room or dining room. But, hey, if I can cook and then eat while sitting in my bed as opposed to ordering out and eating it in my bed, I'm good. So
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's been a hell of a ride. And by that I mean the crappiest ride I've ever been on. But
this is the worst roller coaster ever.
And I think that's the best way to put it, is a crappy roller coaster. Speaking of crappy roller coasters, let's go ahead and talk about the Saints. Well, right now, as it stands, the Patriots are a 3-point favorite on Sunday, which not really surprising after the way the Saints played last Sunday. The only thing that worries me is Belichick and seeing what happened last weekend and just doing the same thing, just blitz after blitz after blitz. That's what's got me a little worried about this week.
He's not considered one of the greatest coaches of all time for nothing. Mm. He'll have watched the tape from last week over and over and over again and know exactly what he's going to do. So,
yeah. And hopefully, you know, we've talked about it in the past that, you know, the Saints have historically been that team that everything's going really well. And then they have a hiccup and it's almost as if they need to be brought into reality. And you know, like, you know, I don't, to me personally, I feel like that the Saints on Sunday, last Sunday against Carolina, that they came out, and I hate to, you know, I'm not speaking for them obviously, but they came out like they knew they were going to win the game before the game was even played. And the next thing they knew, they got punched in the face, in the mouth, and they, you know, it was too late at that point.
And I feel like we said this earlier in the week, but normally this game happens in week 8 or 10 or something like that. Mm-hmm. It just so happens it happened in week 2. And no, I will say I did see a comment on Facebook early this morning said, why are y'all worried? This is the annual pooping of the bed, if you will. The annual second game pooping of the bed that happens every year. So it'll be fine. You know, we'll be good. And part of me was like, yeah, they do always have one game at the beginning of the season that you're kind of like, what are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. But this was more the game. And I always think of it as the game against the Cowboys, because there were two seasons in a row where when they played the Cowboys, they just completely fell off. They look like a high school team. But then every year when they do this, they always come back and they're like, oh, wait a minute, we screwed up. We're the Saints. We can do this. And they come out and look great. And really hoping that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because obviously nobody's blown away with the Patriots offense. So if we do have the advantage, I do believe it's on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where we can't turn the ball over. We got to put points up on the board. We have to play good defense, because I believe you can rattle Mac Jones, and
third game he's ever played.
Yeah, and they really don't have. You know, I'm trying to think of the fact that I have to think of who their wide receivers are. I mean, there you go. And at running back, they're not. There's nothing there that's really, you know, going to blow you away. Their offensive line's not that great. Hopefully, we can get some turnovers. I think that was a big key in the loss to Carolina, is that we weren't able to force any turnovers, and really didn't get a whole lot of pressure on Sam Darnold either. But that all could change this week, because the good news is that the injury report came out and there's only one person on it. One person's been ruled out.
It was eight, I think, on Wednesday. So yeah.
Yeah.
Looking a lot better.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks like Lattimore is going to play, Calvin Throckmorton, who's been filling in at guard while McCoy's been out. CJ Gardner-Johnson's will be back. K-Pass will be back. Peyton Turner, Pete Werner, and PJ Williams. So, I mean, that's all good news. And you know, if we can get to Mac Jones, create that chaos and pressure him and give him some looks that maybe he hasn't seen before, I think it could be a good day for the Saints. Now, on the other side of the ball, it's up to Jameis to be able to pick out these blitzes, because Coach Payton can't hold his hand on it. And the thing that scares me about it, like I said earlier, is I read that was it on Sunday, the Panthers ran the same blitz package three times in a row. That's like playing a kid in Madden that finds a play that works and just keeps running it, and the fact that they couldn't see what was coming, that's not very reassuring, so yeah. hopefully they learned some lessons from last week, and that not to say that they weren't taking it seriously, but I do believe that there was a little bit of we just knocked off Green Bay, we're gonna take care of business against Carolina. They ain't got anything. And unfortunately for them, last night's game, they did win, so they're 3-0 against the Texans, but it came at a cost because they lost Horn and they also lost McCaffrey. Horn's probably out for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And I was thinking when I read this morning they lost McCaffrey, I was thinking about that during the Saints game. It's like, he's going to get hurt at some point. He gets hurt pretty much every year. Can it happen during the Saints game?
Right.
You know, I felt bad thinking that. But at the same time, you knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how one of the greatest running backs who's ever existed gets hurt as much as he does. But then again, I think he had like 68 touches or 58 touches or something in the Saints game.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he's going to get hurt. If you can hand him the ball two-thirds of the time the offense is on the field, he's going to get hurt eventually.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you don't see – I mean, that was always the big thing the first few years with Kamara was you'd want to keep his touches down because you want him to be fresh at the end of the year and not, be driven into the ground, and you don't want to get him hurt. Obviously, the more time you have the ball, the higher the percentage goes up of that player being injured. So – I don't, at this point still, the Panthers have played well and they played really well against us, but you also have to take in consideration they played the Texans and the Jets other than us. I'm still not sold on them as being, this is going to be a team that you're going to have to deal with all season. I just don't see that. So, go ahead.
So what you're saying is that the Saints game was Sam Darnold's Fitzmagic game, basically.
I think so. I think it was a combination of a lot of things. I think that it was we were outplayed and outcoached, hands down.
Yeah.
But, and I don't want to be the person that wants to throw excuses about injuries, but, I mean, goodness, you had that many players and key players that were out. Yeah, it's not going to be good, but in a game like that with all of our defensive players that were out, we should have just been able to get into a scoring contest with them and try to outscore them. But just wasn't in the cards, and you just tip your cap and you move on. But we'll see how it goes on Sunday, and we'll give some score predictions here in a little bit later in the show. But we need to take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this. Today, 16 years ago, it was-
was you and I for the last time. You and Gertie said with a smile.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Bummed out there's no music festivals again this year? Well, you don't have to be, because Fallberg Private Wealth and AOS Interiors have partnered with the Funky Uncle to present a Funky Uncle Jazz Fest. The Funky Uncle Jazz Fest series will take place at Voodoo 2 Lounge at 330 Carondelet Street in the CBD on October 8th and 9th, and then again the following weekend on October 14th through the 16th. On October 8th, Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli of the Meters performs with special guests Big Chief Donald Harrison, Big Sam, Jamal Batiste, Bill the Buddha Dickens, Elise Testone, Stephen Perilou, Albert Margolis, and Dem Two Little Things. On October 9th, it's Jason Neville's Funky Soul Band with Big Chief John of the original Wild Chapatulas. For tickets and more information, go to www.funkyuncle.live so you can come get funky with us safely until the festivals return.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Sir Speedy can help with signs, labels, packaging, menus, and other printed communications to help your employees and customers feel safe. We design, print, install, or drop off everything you need, and even provide online ordering through our website, send a file, or request quote options. Visit us at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Back, gang, with more of the Something to Say radio show. And I don't know if you saw this today, but Josh Gordon, wide receiver who for, I guess, the Browns, the Patriots, Seahawks.
Number two.
Who's, you know, he's moved around so much, and former All-Pro wide receiver at that. He's moved around so much because he keeps getting suspended indefinitely from the league. But you know, maybe the fourth time's the charm on this, because he's been reinstated again. And I just wonder, like, at what point does is enough enough? And I say that, and I'm, you know, what's that old phrase that keep your words soft and sweet because you may have to eat them. Because it wouldn't surprise me, because we're so thin at wide receiver, that maybe the Saints don't give him a call, because, you know, he's, nobody can ever question the guy's talent. I mean, he's,
yeah, I agree.
He's ultra talented. He, you know, when he's playing, he looks like he's carved out of stone. Now, he's always in great shape, but he just has a substance abuse problem, and I know he'll come. There's no way anybody's going to sign him for more than the minimum. You know, and so is that something that Mickey Loomis and company kicked the tires on?
Well, maybe they can sign him on a week-by-week contract. And then 4 or 5 weeks from now, whenever Thomas comes back, oh, sorry, man, you hadn't been quite good enough, even though you had 9 touchdowns or whatever. So,
yeah. I mean, if he could keep his head on straight, wow, like, could you, you know, that would be a fantastic wide receiving core with Callaway, Harris, him, and Michael Thomas coming back. You know, watch out. You know, how many weapons do you need? But man, I don't know. I mean, it's low risk, high reward, I guess, because the first little hiccup, he's gone. Although we did play earlier in the year, he played for the Zappers. the fan controlled football league.
What in the hell is the fan controlled football league? I don't think.
Oh, you haven't heard of that. You haven't heard of that? Well, that is I believe they use the internet. I don't know. There's some way of voting. Essentially, the fans pick the plays, and that's what gets ran. It's almost like playing a video game, only with real people. And he also played with Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, and I haven't heard the name Johnny Manziel until I read this article. And I was like, I didn't realize that he fell off the face of the planet. But there he is. He's back on the planet again, I guess.
Well, and apparently Gordon's going to be available to play as soon as week 4. But, you know, even if he signs with somebody today, it would be really hard for him to get up to speed in a week, depending on where he played and how bad they need him, I guess. But, I don't know.
I heard the Jets need someone.
But, you know, good luck. Hopefully he can get himself squared away and go on, because he's already 30 years old. So he's literally pissed away most of his career, but, we'll see how it goes. And I had to, real quick before we go to break, I had to bring this up because, you being the big Metallica guy, first let's talk about what they've done. They're on the 30th anniversary reissue of the Metallica Black album. It's now number 1 on the top rock albums and hard rock albums charts, which is awesome for them. But it also makes me think about, man, there's no good hard rock albums or rock
albums.
What
is going on now?
Where a 30-year-old album is the number 1 album. Again, not a knock on them.
It's great and all, but...
Yeah. But still, because I was trying to think about it. Are there any new hard rock albums? Not that I hear, because if you listen to any of the stations that play alt rock or anything like that, you're not hearing that. It doesn't even sound like alt rock to me anymore. So I guess that's getting old. But so I thought you'd be, and you did miss out, because had you lived in Chicago, you could have, if you'd have known they were playing at the Metro, you could have seen them for $20 in that small little venue.
I did. I saw that. I saw the article about that. Yes. Oh, I was so upset.
And that's a place that I've always wanted to see a show. I've been to Chicago many times to see shows, but I've never been to the Metro. But maybe sometime. So, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the rest of week 3 in the NFL and LSU and who knows what else. We'll be back with more after this.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, I'm Pat Swillen. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the state capitol Friday morning, tense exchanges during a joint Medicaid Oversight Committee meeting wherein lawmakers questioned LDH's attorney about nursing home evacuation plans. Brooke Thorington has more.
River Ridge Senator Kirk Talbot asked LDH attorney Stephen Russo who approves evacuation plans.
So if someone says this plan has some flaws in it, you bump it up to health standards, then they give the final say? I mean, who is the final? Where's the buck stop?
I would need to refer you to the rule that they have to submit their full plan to their local and OEP.
All right, I guess we won't get anywhere there.
Russo's answers were limited due to pending litigation against the department and Bob Dean, the owner of the seven nursing homes where more than 800 were evacuated to an Independence warehouse, and now 15 patients have died. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Shreveport police arrest a Texas woman for allegedly tossing her three kids off a bridge into the city's Cross Lake. An 18-month-old baby is reported drowned, but two other siblings, ages 6 and 8, are going to be okay. As of news time, the suspect's name has not been released. This is LRN.
Tiger Rad. For a little while, things were a bit quiet on the bayou. But now, fans are back in the stands, and armored trucks are backed up to the locker rooms. The name, image, likeness era is here. And LSU sports will never be the same. Football is back. It's a new day in LSU sports. With coleslaw and Cajun seasoning pumping through its veins, Coach O is focused on getting the Tigers back to the top.
You got to want to change the times as a coach.
And there's new blood in the LSU athletics department. Baseball coach Jay Johnson and women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey.
It's game time.
Plus, Coach Will Wade is working with a new but talented basketball team. Follow the journey of LSU sports with the Bible of LSU sports, Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag Magazine.
On newsstands and online at TigerRag.com. Keeping you connected to all things LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
This is Tony Peppers, host of Tea is for Tony, airing every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking about all the hot events happening around the world with a refreshing perspective. Be sure to tune in, WGSO.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan?
All right, welcome back. And finally, LSU is going to start some SEC play tomorrow. And Mike, what do you what's your take on what's going to be happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow, if LSU can look like they did last week, it's not going to be as bad of a game as it was last year. Granted, you've still got the Mississippi State air raid offense. They throw the ball, I want to say it's 70% of the time. I was looking for it earlier. I couldn't find it. I think they throw the ball 70% of the time because they have a kind of similar run game to LSU. The run game is better than what LSU has had until Corey Kiner took over at the end of last game. You know, they're getting 3-4 yards per carry, and that's it. Getting 80, 90 yards a game, basically. Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that, because that's roughly what LSU is getting. But so basically, you have the game is going to be determined by the Mississippi State air raid offense and how the LSU secondary is able to handle it. It looks like we're not going to have Derek Singletary. He is. What Coach O said, it's very unlikely he'll play. That's not his exact words, but it basically is what it means. Mm-hmm. The difference is going to come, though, in the fact that Mississippi State, they have a decent secondary. They have a decent defense overall. But Max Johnson has already thrown in three games. He's thrown for 888 yards and 11 touchdowns. You know, and you compare that to Will Rogers, which is the most hilarious name for a quarterback I've ever seen for Mississippi State. He's thrown for 1,083 yards, mm-hmm. and he has a 75% completion percentage. And so I feel like this is going to be a very pass-heavy game. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like it's going to be a, you know, last team to score a touchdown wins the game type of game. But there's going to be a lot of yards in the air. At the end of the day, I feel like assuming they play the way that they're capable of, LSU is going to pull it off because they have a better secondary. I mean, we're not exactly DBU anymore, but they've kind of been coming into their own. And I guess, honestly, the biggest thing is going to be, are they communicating? Are they watching the guy that they're supposed to cover? Well, hopefully they're playing zone instead of man, because that's part of what screwed us so bad last year. Mm-hmm. But are you watching your man? Is your man making a crossing route? Are you supposed to run across the field and cover him, or is the other guy on the other side of the field going to cover him, et cetera? Those are the things that are going to make the difference. If LSU plays the way that they're capable of, I feel like they'll pull it out. It'll be by 1 to 2 scores. Even if those two scores are 2 field goals, but I'm hoping that they're going to play the way they're capable of, because you have seen the progression over the last 3 games. So,
yeah, you know, and it's reading some of the stats, it's really kind of surprising that the feel of the Tigers really isn't what, you know, what the stats are. Cause I mean, you know, because of the loss to UCLA, but, you know, if you look at some of the things, like, you know, Max Johnson's leading the SEC with 11 touchdown passes. Defensively, LSU is holding its opponents to fewer than 300 yards total per game, and the opposition's only averaging 2.8 yards per carry and completing fewer than 59% of passes. They're also leading the SEC in sacks. And you would think with those kind of numbers – they'd be in a better position than what they are right now, and you'd have you'd feel a lot better about the team than what you do. First of all, I what I heard during the commercial break about Tiger Rag Magazine, is Coach O really full of coleslaw and Cajun seasoning?
Well, of course he is. He's from. He's from La Rose, man. He's from down the bayou.
is that big coleslaw eating place? I don't know. But I thought that was
I don't know about that per se. Let's say Cajun seasoning and like gator teeth. I guess I don't know.
I just thought that was a really combination of things. Like, well, he's full of coleslaw and Cajun seasoning.
Coleslaw is a weird thing because coleslaw is eaten all over the South. I've had coleslaw in Georgia before, so it's not exactly a down the bayou thing.
No.
I mean, I've had some good coleslaw in Louisiana, but I've had good coleslaw in Mississippi as well. So
yeah, absolutely. But I digress. But you know, and how funny is it that quarterback's name is Will Rogers? That's amazing.
I know, that's hilarious. I love that.
But you know, he's completing almost 75% of his passes. So I think this is really the UCLA game was a UCLA game, and I don't want to say that was a true test. But I believe this is gonna be a better measuring stick of really where LSU is as a team, because now you're starting SEC play, and two, like you said, you know, the Mississippi State air raid. You know, let's see how good the LSU defense really is.
And I wouldn't say that this is the end all be all game. Obviously.
No, absolutely not.
But you are getting to SEC play. The UCLA game, the way I look at the last three games, the UCLA game was a practice where you realized that you screwed up. And then the next two games were preseason games, if you want to look at it from an NFL point of view, where you're trying to figure out what you're going to do. It's the reason they kept trying to run the ball up the middle, trying to see if y'all can figure out how to do it. And then now this is the first game of the season where we get to see, are y'all going to be the Saints against Green Bay, or are y'all going to be the Saints against the Panthers?
Right. Well, what time is the game tomorrow?
Oh, unfortunately, it is at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so that means you're going to have to start drinking at 11 a.m.?
11? 10:15. Come on now.
Putting beer in your Wheaties.
Yeah, the game. Yes. As you're waking up, eating your breakfast, you will also be drinking beer so you can start watching the game at 11 o'clock on ESPN. So...
hopefully it's a good day for you.
Oh God, I hope so. Oh my goodness, please God.
So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about this week. Well, first, before we get to this week's matchups in the NFL, did you see that the Super Wild Card Weekend now is going to include a Monday night game?
I did see that. I saw that a little while ago, and the thing that I thought was funny from the article I read this morning. Out of the six Monday night games they've had for the playoffs, four of them featured the Los Angeles Rams. I thought that was kind of an interesting little tidbit of information.
Very interesting. I don't know how I feel about that. I like the playoff games all being on the weekend, because then you don't have really anything else to do. I mean, or at least you can set your schedule around, I'm just going to veg out and watch football all day long, Saturday and Sunday. And now you got to deal with, especially like, you know, if just say it's the Saints going to play on a Monday night, then it's, I got to get home from work. Then I'm going to get some food going. It's just, I just don't like that. I don't like it.
And then on top of that, if the Saints play on Monday, are they going to play on Saturday? Now they've got a 5-day week to be able to prepare, rest and prepare.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. That's another thing I was going to bring up, but. I don't know. I don't like it. And I think they're just trying to squeeze as much ratings as they possibly can, because, you know, whatever that one-off game on a Monday is going to be is going to have humongous ratings because it's the only game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate the fact that, you know, it's all sports that are doing that they're just trying to capitalize on whatever they can, but... Anyways, let's talk about week three in the NFL and some of the matchups that are going to happen this week. The Falcons, 0-2, they'll be hosting the Giants at noon on Sunday. And somebody's got to win. They're both 0-2.
It'll be very interesting to watch that game. It'll be interesting to watch that game just to see who poops the bed the most.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be interesting.
I think the Giants probably are going to take care of business.
To be honest, I kind of feel like they will. Atlanta's been so flat on both sides of the ball for a number of years now. The Giants have looked like they've been trying to do something for a while, and I feel like this will be the game. This isn't going to be the game where they make their comeback, but this will be the game where they finally actually pull out a win.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, another interesting game, well, that I don't think that game's going to be interesting. It'll just be fun, funny, but not interesting.
Fun to watch the Falcons.
Yeah. An interesting game is going to be Kansas City and the Chargers. Right now, the Chargers.
Both teams 1-1. Yeah. Ooh, wow, yeah.
And the Chargers played the Chiefs really well last year, and I'm interested to see what Justin Herbert can do. With a year under his belt, and I think that game's gonna be a close game. I still think the Chiefs probably can pull that one out, but I think it'll be a good game. Let's see what else we got here. Boy, there's some real poopy matchups. let's see here. Of course the game of the week is gonna be. Tampa going to Los Angeles to take on the Rams, which according to NFL.com, they're predicting the Bucs to win 30-27. But the Bucs are in Los Angeles. They're still a 1.5-point favorite, which is interesting. This is one of those games. Somebody's got to lose. So both of them are 2-0, either way, it benefits the Saints. Another interesting game on the week is going to be the Packers and the 49ers, and seeing how are the Packers the team that played last week, or are they the team that played against the Saints? Because the 49ers are 2-0, so I think that'll be an interesting matchup. And then Monday night you have the Eagles and Cowboys, and whatever. It is whatever on that deal. So before we take a break, and you have the Vikings and the Seahawks. Seahawks, I think, NFL.com is picking the Vikings, but I think the Seahawks will take the game.
I'm taking the sea chickens. Sorry, Brenda.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got for a score, final score, Saints Patriots?
I think it's going to be a semi high scoring game. I'm going to go with, let's say 24-17 Saints.
I'm going to say, I was going to say something similar, but, I think it's, I don't know. I'm going to say 17-10 Saints. I don't think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this earlier in the day, that when we always make our predictions when it comes to Saints scores, we never pick the Saints to lose. You realize that, right?
No, we don't. Of course, I thought that while I was saying my score. Like, of course, I'm going to pick the Saints because they're the Saints. I'm literally wearing a Saints shirt right now. So,
I don't have a very good feeling about the game. Let's just be optimistic, and let's hope that we can bounce back from that poor showing last week. So,
yeah.
And on a better note, just in case you were wondering, the St. Louis Cardinals now have won 13 straight, and they got another game tonight, that could make that 14, cause they took the first game of a doubleheader against the Cubs today. So. They had a 1% chance of making the playoffs on August 1st, and now they have a 98% chance of making the playoffs.
I told you.
I know, you were right. Should listen to Mike. He knows what he's talking about. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and then we'll get out of here and enjoy the weekend. So come on back.
And the billions shift from side to side, and the wars go on with brainwashed pride, the love of God and a human.
Be Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speak in easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Everything Old is New Again is moving from Saturday at 1 to Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGSO 990 a.m. That's Everything Old is New Again.
New Orleans Nightmare is back. Nightmare. Get ready for the most fun you've ever had getting scared. New Orleans Nightmare. Nightmare. For tickets and more info, go to NewOrleansNightmare.com.
Hi, this is Clay with Witcha Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Alright, we're back with the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. And as you heard during the break, New Orleans Nightmare is coming back. The opening got pushed back due to the hurricane, but they're going to be opening on October 1st, and we're going to have some Fast Pass tickets to give away over the next couple of weeks, so make sure you tune in and listen for your opportunity to win on that. And without any further ado, Mike, let's wrap this week up. And why don't you kick us off with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
All right. I'm going to start this off by saying that I read this article about 15 times this morning, so that way I wouldn't laugh while reading it. But I can't promise anything. And so without further ado, here we go. A Texas Christian lady went to a school board meeting and proudly proclaimed that she's never, ever had anything put in her butt.
Good for her.
With schools back in session as the Delta variant continues to spike cases across the country, school board meetings have essentially descended into battlefields where angry parents routinely show up to rail against mask mandates. Some of these encounters have gotten downright nasty, and many have required the police to show up and physically remove people from the buildings. It's not been a great situation. During a Wednesday night school board meeting in Texas, things took a decidedly different turn, even though anti-masking was still in the mix. While taking the podium, former Lake Travis ISD school board candidate Kara Bell proceeded to read an excerpt from the book Out of Darkness, which describes sexually explicit acts, specifically the term cornhole. Not being familiar with the phrase outside of the backyard barbecue game, Bell Googled the word and learned that it means anal sex, which prompted her to show up at the meeting and proceed to loudly declare that her butt is strictly off limits while blasting the book's availability to middle school students. I've never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health. Bell yelled as the board cut her mic, obviously, right, and struggled to bring her time to an end. You can watch her NSFW rant below, which, believe me, we are not going to play because I like doing the show. While Bell's rant is noticeably unhinged, the crazy part is that it actually worked. According to KXAN Austin, Out of Darkness was pulled from two of the district's middle schools pending a review by the school board. It appears the only thing taking it up the butt on Carabelle's watch is reading.
Oh, God. Wow. All right.
Oh. I'll send you the video when we're done.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Amazing.
All right. So, since we didn't do a show last night, I got a couple of Florida stories, and this one is, let's see here, I don't know where it's out of, I guess it'll tell. This is out of Jacksonville. A Lake City man steals car, tries to trade it back to the same dealership days later. A Lake City man tried to trade in a vehicle this week, but instead of a new car, he ended up with multiple charges. On Monday, the Lake City Police Department was dispatched to 4325 West U.S. Highway 90, Lake City Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to report of a stolen vehicle. Upon arrival, officers spoke to employees who advised that an individual came to the dealership and was attempting to trade his current vehicle for a new one. However, employees say upon checking the vehicle's VIN number, they discovered the vehicle was stolen from the dealership's lot just a few days prior. Why wouldn't have they already known that without running the VIN? Like, you know, that car looks awful familiar.
That's that gray car that we had yesterday.
You know, the one that got stolen a couple days, Timmy.
Timmy.
Police say after being advised of his rights by officers, the customer admitted to stealing the vehicle from the dealership lot. Additionally, a review of the dealership's closed-circuit camera system showed the crime occurring, police say. Wolf was, I guess, his name was Timmy also. Timmy Wolf was arrested and transported to the Columbia County Detention Center without further incident. He was charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle, dealing in stolen property, and criminal mischief and petite theft. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So you got another one? Because we got about... actually, we don't have much more time. So.
Yeah, I don't have another one anyway. So I find one and hope you can fill in the rest.
Okay. So. Well, you're in luck because I could do it this week. So... All right, well, let's get out of here and go enjoy the weekend. I'm so glad that I don't have to move and you don't have to help me. And I can just kind of...
I love you, bro, but oh, my God.
Well, thank you for helping, and I fully intend on relaxing a little bit this weekend and try to unwind.
Yes.
So I suggest everybody else do the same, and we'll be back Monday with more of the Something to Say radio show. Go Tigers and who dat? And until then,
go Tigers and who dat?
Let's just play Gloria. For more Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio. When does